ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवानं वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुधाब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं सारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयाद् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सुरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्कुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। वेदांत रिवील्स ईश्वरः एज जगत कारणम्, ए कॉन्शियस एंटिटी इज रिवील्ड एज द जगत कारणम्। सिंस आउट ऑफ नथिंग क्रिएशन इज नॉट पॉसिबल, द मीनिंग ऑफ सृष्टि और द वर्ड क्रिएशन इज it is a given product which is nothing but an assemblage which is intelligently put together and which is in orderly manner with a purpose. Assemblage intelligently put together, deliberately done, working in orderly manner with a purpose. This is meaning of srishti of any product. Creation of any product should have all these five things. It should be done by a conscious entity, deliberately done, and with all intelligence it should be done, with a purpose it should be done, and there must be an orderly nature when it functions. So, creation is a given product. Everything in the creation, known and unknown, is nothing but a product. How can you say that it is product? You may ask. If it is not product, out of which this creation has come? You cannot say out of nothing this creation has come. There is no other way. You have to say out of something only it has come. So out of something it has come means what? It is nothing but product. What is the meaning of a product? What is the meaning of the product? That which has come out of something. So, how can you say that creation is the product? Because there is no other way. You cannot say creation has come from the nothing. From void, creation has come, you can never say. If it is so, if the creation has come from the nothing, then the same quality of coming out of nothing should be there in the creation also. Quality of coming out of nothing should be in the creation also, because whatever the quality is there in the karana, cause, it will come in the product also. So whatever qualities are there in the substance, that will be there in the product also. If the quality of coming out of nothing exists, it should exist in the product also, while using the product also. I hope you are getting. So out of nothing, we don't find anything coming out. So it is a product since there must be a basic substance for it. It is given because no individual has created this universe. Got the point? Vedanta says entire universe is a given product. It is product because out of nothing, nothing can come. Therefore, it is product. It is given because you have not created it. Nor you can prove that it has come by itself. Nor you can prove that that inner substance has become product automatically. If that possibility is there, means whenever you put clay, it should become pot automatically. Whenever you put lump of gold, it should become ornaments, rings, jewels, it should become. Anything, any quality you presume in the substance, the same quality must be in the product also. Understood? So therefore, Vedanta says creation is a given product. Universe, galaxies, stars and planets, space, time, natural laws, various orders, physical order, biological order, there are orders, rhythm. So everything is given. Parentage is given, relatives are given, society is given, culture is given, and human body is given. So nobody can claim authorship for human body. So gender is given, lifetime is given, health is given, diseases are given, everything known and unknown. Sense organs are given, mind which has self-judging capacity is given. So everything is given. You cannot own anything in the world because it is given. You are not the author, you are not the owner, therefore you cannot own anything in the creation because it is given. There is a story in our Sanskrit literatures. There was a Devadatta. So he went to court. The petition is, please declare I am the owner of this body. Because his mother was torturing, I am the cause for your body like that. Because this fellow, he recently married. He may be taking care of his spouse more than mother. So mother-in-law, daughter-in-law problem. So she was torturing her son. So this fellow went to court asking for judgment. Please declare me, I am the owner of the body. So he has his own arguments. So I am the owner, I am taking care of this, like that. Then as usual he was arguing, mother comes and argues. No, 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 I am the cause for this. So I must be the owner. Then as even she was talking, father comes. I am also involved in this. At least 50% I am cause. As even father was talking, wife comes and argues. These are all okay before marriage, but I am the owner after marriage. I am better off. I am better off, so I should be declared as the owner of this body. Which body? That husband, Devadatta's body. As even wife was arguing, then representative from the state, that is government, comes. No, 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 no. Infrastructure are provided by us and all the things are provided by us. What this fellow can do if we do here? Like that. Then the judge was wondering, for one body, how many fellows are claiming? And he has some introspective nature also. He's not like present day judges. So he was thinking, if these known fellows are claiming like this, unknown fellows are, so many people are there. Okay. Natural elements can come and argue, we are the thing, fellows, we are sustaining it. And most importantly, bacteria, this parampara continues, you know. So these fellows can come, we are the owner of this place, so it should be given to us. We are like that, they can argue. So like that, you have to imagine who is the owner, one question mark, on the head of the judge. Okay, first when he, one question mark, then mother added second one, father added third, wife added fourth. So thousands of questions mark, then he told, I am going to give a judgment in the form of appointing a managing trustee to this body. Who want to manage this body? Then first one, claimant is mother only. She cannot manage her body. Where is the question of managing child's body? It is okay as long as the child was the 2 years, 3 years. Now this fellow 30-year-old. So she withdrew the petition. Then father, manage his own body's problem, expenditure. Who will manage this body? Then wife also withdrew. Everybody withdrew. Then judge gave a judgment. A managing trustee must know intimately about the managed property. Body being the managed property, the managing trustee will be Devadatta only. And of course, before this judgment, this what you call bacteria, we cannot manage because we are managed. They are parasites. If anybody provides atmosphere, they will grow and live. But they cannot take the responsibility of managing some other thing. So they also withdrew like that. One beautiful drama it is, Devadatta claiming for body. So everyone is a managing trustee of his own body. If body itself doesn't belong to you, then which entity in the creation you can claim that you are the owner for that? Understood? So your ownership is like having a flat in the 14th floor in a flat system. Your ownership is what? 14th floor ownership. Right side wall of your flat is left side wall of another fellow. Left side wall of your flat is right side wall of another fellow. Then your ground is ceiling for 13th floor wall. Like that, what you own actually in that flat?
Space.
Only space. Lot of spaces are there outside. Lot of spaces are there outside. So it has some utility, so you cannot claim anything as ownership. So our Acharya Swamiji used to say this flat system is nothing but the example of Maya. Exact example for Maya. As though everything you have, it appears, but you start claiming ownership. Claiming ownership means what? You start nailing in your wall. Another fellow will come, hey, what you are doing? No, it is my wall. It is not your wall. It is left side of my wall. Correct? You cannot do, you can use it, that's all. Similarly, this body itself is a given one. You can use it. When it can be used, use it properly. That's why even in law, suicide is a crime. You cannot claim your own body as a yours. Therefore, you should understand that you are a managing trustee of a blessing given by someone. If it is given, you should understand every stage is very, very important in understanding of every point is. Shastra says this creation is a given product. Very important word. It is a product because there must be some substance. If there is no substance, out of nothing it has come. You mean to say. Understood? So out of nothing, nothing can come. Therefore, it is a product and it is given because you have not created it. And you ask your father, he will say, no, while I am born, that time itself the space, five elements, everything was there. For me also it is given only. So his grandfather, he also will say the same thing. So it is given product. If it is given, given by whom? Is there any giver at all? Given by one entity or given by many entities? Because in a manufacturing unit, there will be many people involved in creating one product. Car unit, if we go, lot of people will be involved. Like that, this universe is the product of so many entities or one entity. If it is one entity, is he, she or he? Because many religion say it is he only, not she. Semitic religions have this notion, Bhagavan is what? Male gender only. Female gender, Bhagavan cannot imagine. Understood? Is it he or she or both put together? Vedanta says it is both put together. Jagatav Pitarav Vande Parvati Parameshwaro. So, for Jagataha Pitaraha, Pitaraha means what? One who is the author. Pita means what? He is the author. So, one who is the author of Jagat, who? Both he and she. So, when we ask this question, science comes and says, who told there is a necessity of an entity to give this product? There is no need for a God. Atheists, scientists. So, creation is the manifestation of the matter, and that manifestation is nothing but an accident. It is nothing but an accident. This is not the new idea given by scientists. It is there in the Indian philosophies, other philosophies. Vaisheshika Vada, it says it is Anu. The primordial substance is what? Anu. From that Anu, everything has come. From that atom, everything has come. And that coming out, that is called manifestation. That manifestation happened in one particular situation, automatically happened. There is no need for a conscious entity for this creation. That is their idea. Same idea now scientists also claim. Now we have to understand whether there is a necessity of a conscious entity as a giver is there or not. So, how we define the creation? A product deliberately given by an intelligent entity, intelligently put together and orderly working with a purpose. Correct? So, any deliberation presupposes intelligence. Intelligence is possible only for a conscious entity. So, therefore, anything put together requires intelligence, and intelligence presupposes conscious being. So, that cannot be, a product cannot be accident. Manufacturing of a product cannot be accident. Suppose if I purchase this mobile phone, you will believe. Okay? You will believe. Because mobile phone is available product for this one. When you ask Swamiji, where you got this mobile phone? Suppose if I say, I had been to Himalayas. There is Valley of Flowers. In that valley, there comes a spring, and in that spring, mobile phones are coming. All are in queue, and especially sadhus, because that is sadhus place. So, though they don't have any dress also, they want to have this mobile phone to connect with their devotees. So, all this, lot of crowd was there. I also somehow managed to enter the crowd. And one mobile phone comes, Nokia, touch screen, like that one comes. I was waiting for my liking, and suddenly this mobile phone came, and I took it. Suppose if I say, will you believe? You will laugh, you are laughing. Correct? Why? Swami is telling, but still you are laughing. You won't believe. Why? Because it is a assemblage. Lot of intelligence are there. If I say, from the spring pebbles have come, you will agree. Correct? If I say, from the spring mobile phone has come, you won't agree. Because it is an assemblage, intelligently put together with a purpose, hoping to be working orderly. Correct? So, you cannot say, this creation is an accident. Naturally it comes out, they say, na? It cannot be. if naturally it can come out, everything should come out naturally. Understood? And we find there are certain things naturally comes out like spring water, but there are certain things which cannot be naturally natural product. So our Acharya Swamiji used to give this example. Who is that author of this book? Somebody asked. Who is the author of this book? The person says, nobody authored. There was a big bang in printing press. All the letters were there, A, B, C, D, like that. So it thrown away. Then they went to formation, and finally, what is the result? This book. Will you accept? Like that. So, when scientists say that there is a big bang, we are ready, because we are not able to appreciate their argument nor their arguing capacity. Because it is known to everyone, small child also will say, anything orderly, anything intelligently put together cannot be a natural product. There must be some intelligent principle behind that. So, if it is a product of accident, there is no predictability, correct? Very beginning is accident. So, you cannot predict that it will work in this orderly manner only. Understood? If it is not working, going to work in orderly manner, if it is not going to work in orderly manner, it is not available for you to study. When it is not available for you to study, there is no question of scientific field at all. Understood? If it is accident, there is no orderly. When there is no orderly, it is not available for study. And when it is not available for study, there is no scientific field at all. So, therefore, no science is possible without orderliness. What are all the orders are there? Our Shastra gives 6 types of important orders. Physical order. Physical order means physical laws. Gravitation force. It's a law. And that physical laws gives us knowledge about physics. Physics knowledge is because of what? Physical laws. Then biological laws. That gives knowledge about biology. Then physiological laws. There is a chemistry. Inside the body, there is a chemistry. Simple chemistry is there. Electrochemistry is, so many chemistries are there. Because you put idli, it becomes 6-pack arm. Idli only you put. Okay. So how that matter is converted into energy, lot of chemistry is involved. So electrochemistry is there, remote control technology, everything is there in our body. So, imagine this body without joints. You imagine? Without joints. You imagine a body, human body. So, what it will be? Hands, hands will be hanging like this too. Okay? So, it will be like one stick, 2 sticks are hanging. So, anybody you want to touch or like that, you have to touch. When you touch strongly, it will break. So, there is no possibility of treatment also, because doctor also will have same hanging. To do something mechanically, it is nothing but mechanical work, you know. This ortho department is nothing but mechanical work. Nut and bolt, so many things they put, you know. So, to do that, the hand should be agile. So, if it is, it does not have joints, how it will be? It will be 2 sticks. Or imagine, there are too many joints. Now, 6 joints are there. From the shoulder to finger, you have 6 joints. Imagine some 10 joints are added. How it will be? It will be spring. 2 springs are handling. So, you can whip another fellow. So, exactly put. How much necessary? That much only. That's what Vedanta says. Yadvai tat sukrutam. Yadvai tat sukritam. Whatever is given is perfect. You cannot add one more thing. Acharya Swamiji used to have a nice fun with this context. So this face is too much crowded. Okay? Too much crowded this. So many things are there. So he thought, it seems, if one entity can be replaced some other place. Say for example, nose. So he used to think the nose should be kept on the top of the head. Two purposes are there. One purpose is, I cannot catch cold if somebody sneezes, because it will be like chimney. So everything goes above, and fresh air I can have. And for smokers also it is easy, because they need not bother about passive smoking. So everything will be chimney type. Okay. But if I want to have coffee, if I want to have coffee and I am allergic to tea, and that coffee is given in the railway platform. You can see that railway platform, coffee, tea, that fellow coffee. Then somebody will call tea, one and the same drum. drum is same. Coffee, hey, tea. Then when nobody asks, he will say, so you add C-O-R-T. It is not very hot, therefore you don't get smell also, and you want to know whether it is coffee or tea, because you have allergic to tea. What will do? So you have to ask the nose, hey, appa, please see that whether it is coffee or not. And nose will tell, bring near to me. It is facing the space. Nose is facing the face. So it will say, bring together. Little bit bring together. I am not able to smell because it is not vapor. Vapor is not there. That smell is not come. Bring together. What you will do? You will end up in Abhisheka. So very nicely is to enjoy this topic. Yadvai tat sukritam. You cannot touch this. Whatever is given. Take this human body. Other things you leave. Take these eyes. What a wonderful camera it is. Remote control camera. No fill. Not even having memory card. Now and then you have to clear the memory card, na? Here photos after photos, cinema after cinemas are recorded years together. Whatever is necessary, that only is kept. Balance all automatically erased. Understood? So you take any part of this body, it is beautiful. That's why it is called Yadvai Tat Sukritam. Therefore, all these laws, if it is not only with regard to physical body, psychological body is there, mind. Understand? So imagine a human being life without emotions, or with one particular emotion, happy emotion. So all the human beings are blessed with laughing, suppose. Like that, this is the emotion you can produce. So when somebody brings a news, hey, your mother passed away. Or if it is only crying emotion is given, suppose, hey, you got a child. Imagine, mind, such a mind which is very flexible. One moment it can be angry, another moment it can be loving. You see the dog also. If a competitor comes, dog barks. Next moment, it cajoles its child. Similarly, our mothers, you can see, especially in villages, they will fight, shout the neighbor like anything. for water problem. Next moment they will come and take the child and cajole the child. Which is moment. The mind can be angry also or loving also. And it can pretend to be angry or it can pretend to be loving also. See the capacity? Animals don't have this capacity. Pretension capacity, animals. Laughingly you can kill someone. Understood? Laughingly you can kill someone, human being. But animals know. If it going to kill, it will be ferocious first. Like that it will show its teeth and it will show that I am going to kill. Like that, correct? Even a snake also, before biting, what it shows? It shows like this. It doesn't come like friend and bites like that. Correct? The blessing of the mind. And of all blessing, this is another one is epistemological order. You can gain knowledge. You can gain knowledge, not only through perception, through words also you can gain knowledge. So, everything is in order. Therefore, this orderly creation cannot be an accident. All these arguments for what? Is for what? This orderly creation cannot be an accident. And it has a purpose. It must be a deliberate product. Deliberation means intelligence. Intelligence means a conscious principle must be there. This much if you understand, then the question comes, what is the nature of that conscious principle? That's what Shastra already revealed, that it is both material cause and intelligent cause also. According to the theologians of Semitic religion, the conscious principle is only intelligent cause. It is not material cause. Understood? According to the Semitic religions, the theology goes, if on first day God has created something, second day God has created, like that. One day it is a series of creation. Then seventh day he found everything is okay, I will go for rest. Tired some creation. The creator became tired. See, these are all psychology, no? From theology only psychology comes. Entire society is governed by theologies. Your attitudes, your goals and your struggles in life is what? Determined by the theologies. If you consider this creation as a product given by someone who is sitting above the clouds, then naturally you can misuse this product. That's what now happens. People are squandering, especially Western culture is what? Squandering, consume. But this Indian culture is born out of philosophy that this creation is Bhagavan. So I cannot misbehave with this creation. I am unable to avoid using it. I have to use it, but at the same time, reverentially I will use it. Therefore, mountains are God for us. Rivers are God for us. And everything in the creation is an object of worship for us. There, in that culture, in that theology, is what? Everything in the creation is object of utility. Here it is not object of utility only, it is object of worship. Even though it is not useful for me, I will preserve it because it is given by someone. So therefore, you have to very, very careful in accepting particular theology for your life. If you accept a theology which says that there is a God sitting behind the clouds and he is creating mosquitoes and bugs and other things, he has no connection with this creation, then you have to be in a position to answer what is the material cause from which this creation has come, who has created that material cause, where was kept that material cause, before creation, all these things are there. because in Newtonian physics, space and time was constants. Now it is negated by modern physics. It says space and time is not constant, they are collapsible. Along with mind, those space and time concept also comes. This was told by Vedanta millions of years before. Understood? So, to keep a material, you need space. And I am talking about a situation wherein space itself was not created. So, theologians cannot answer that material cause was so and so, it was created by so and so, and that first God who created this material cause comes to second God and says, "Hey, fellow, get up. I have made my portion. I have created my thing. You get up and do this creation." You cannot say that. So, lot of unanswered questions are there. And what is the motive of this creation? Why he has created? Is it his whims and fancy? If you say that it is for his whims and fancy, then he must be a sadistic God. There's a lot of problems only I have in my life. So why should I worship that sadistic God? And you say that he has no connection with the world and he has made me to born in particular culture or particular body and for which you don't have any answer. Why should I be a blind? Why should I be a deaf or dumb? And you say that unless you believe that God, you will be thrown into eternal hell. He only made me to born in Hindu religion, being God. And naturally, I cannot accept your God. So then not even second chance is given for me. And you say that I should get converted, otherwise I will be thrown away into the hell. All these are all what? Cock and bull stories. Understand? All these are all nothing but cock and bull stories. No person with common sense can accept this theology which talks about a entity called Theo. Theo means God. In Latin, Theo means God. So, no common sense wala will accept a God who is different from the creation. No common sense wala will accept a God sitting in one particular place and that too without having form and but sitting in a chair with a crown, without eyes seeing, watching, recording and waiting for judgment day. Pallu kadichittu okkanthirukkar varatam varatam, he is criticizing me, especially these Advaitic acharyas, Advaitic teachers are criticizing me. So, let him come, judgment day comes. That's why now and then this, every 50 years this doomsday rumor will come. Every 50 years. Still time is there, repent, convert, because business. Understood? Nothing but business it is. So, people made lot of money with that doomsday. Yesterday, I got a SMS from one of our monk. Due to technical problem, doomsday is postponed to doomsday is postponed to 3012. So, cooperate by leading a pure and clean life of sannyasa from message from God. SMS I got. Nice SMS. So, no common sense wala will accept all these things, you know. The culture which claims, which boasts that it is scientific, this, that. There are people who purchased bunkers. Ticket they purchased to hide when doomsday comes. They have purchased flight tickets which has assured, the company which has assured that during the doomsday, we will be flying. Hey, doomsday means including Akasha will go. Not only earth, your Akasha itself will go. Doomsday means what? Resolution. In our scripture, resolution means what? Everything goes into the oblivion, to the Maya.
एतस्मात् तस्मात् आत्मन आकाश संभूतः आकाशाद् वायुः वायोरग्निः अग्नेरापः अद्यः पृथिवी.
लास्ट् इस् पृथिवी, एर्थ् इस् वेरी लास्ट्. सो पृथिवी विल् गो टु जल, जल विल् गो एण्टर् इन् टु फयर्. That's what science also says. Anything tangible, it becomes liquid. Liquid becomes gaseous. Gaseous become particles. Particles become what? You cannot say space. As the order of the creation, so the order will be during resolution. Understood? That's why we never say it will be a doomsday. It will be a resolution day, because there is another creation is going. We don't have beginning or end. So, you cannot answer so many questions even by a child, and that to modern day children. Very intelligent they are. Understood? So, there must be a giver. Vedanta's vision is nature of the creator is both intelligent and material principle. How can one and the same principle can be both? Because in normal day-to-day living, we find potter is different from pot or clay. Potter is different from clay. Goldsmith is different from gold. So, the creator, that intelligent principle and the material are generally different. How can you say one and the same principle can be both? Vedanta says there is no other possibility. There is no other possibility. You put all possibilities. You can never separate the maker and material with regard to Jagat. Why? We will see afterwards. With regard to the product called Jagat, you can never separate maker and material. You can never know the maker as a different entity from the material. Theologians say what? There is a different entity as maker, different from material. Where is he? Where is he? You have to say behind the clouds. Understood? You have to say behind the clouds. And you go behind the cloud, nothing is there. Satellite is sent behind the clouds. Which cloud? Our people have sent satellite also. They have gone kilometers, thousands of kilometers behind the cloud. And ultrasonic rays also doesn't show anything. One fellow is sitting without form, with crown. With crown, without form. Imagine the, it is unimaginable. You can imagine certain things and believe. This is unimaginable. You can imagine certain things and believe. Suppose Kumbhakarna was lying down and he has to be awakened because war has come. So, in Ramayana, there is an imagination. People bring lot of things and kettles and drums are, they are playing sound, lot of sound and other thing are created. And this trumpet wallahs are blowing the trumpet, elephants are brought to shake him like that. These are all there, imagination. So, you extend that imagination. One fellow sitting on, standing on the stomach of the Kumbhakarna, he is blowing the trumpet. So, by the time Kumbhakarna breathes in, because of that power of breathing in, this fellow himself went inside the nose of Kumbhakarna. He extended the imagination. This fellow went inside the nose of Kumbhakarna. Inside Kumbhakarna, lots of passages are there. And he was going inside the, who was going? The trumpet wala is going inside the passage nostrils. And he found another fellow with a drum, he is coming. What happened? You are coming out? Yes, yes, half an hour before I went. So many passages it has taken, tunnels and tunnels, because all intestine, all nothing but tunnels. So, tunnels and tunnels I visited, and nowhere I could stay. Everywhere only storms and what do you call?
sandy, super sandy wind only. So finally I am throwing away, getting away. This you can imagine. Possibilities. Understood? Even though it is imagination, possibilities there. But a god without form, sitting in a chair with a crown. Imagine. Imagine. You cannot imagine really. Because without form means there is no possibility of an entity sitting in a chair. Unimaginable. So, there is no other possibility to know the maker as different from the creation. Nor you can deny the presence of the maker as atheists deny. There is no necessity for conscious entity. You cannot deny the presence of maker of intelligent cause. You cannot deny the intelligent cause. Nor you can prove that intelligent cause or consciousness is the product of matter. Some group in scientific area is there. Consciousness is nothing but what? Product of certain nerve currents. Understood? So how life comes? So many things work together. Suddenly life emerges. Which life emerges? Unicellular life emerges. Then multicellular. Then monkey. From monkey, human being. This is called monkey philosophy. So you cannot prove that the consciousness is not necessary. You cannot prove that the consciousness is the product of matter. Nor you can disprove what Vedanta reveals. See all these possibilities. 5-6 possibilities. You cannot separate maker and material with regard to Jagat. With regard to other things, there are there. You can separate. But with regard to Jagat, which includes time and space, you cannot separate the maker and material. Nor you can know the maker different from the material. Nor you can deny the necessity of the maker. Nor you can say that the maker is the product of material. Silly it is. Intelligence is the product of matter. When you say, what do you say? Maker is the product of material. Very silly it is. Nor you can disprove what Vedanta reveals. Understood? You cannot disprove what Vedanta reveals. Having negated all other possibilities, Vedanta reveals idagam sarvam yadayam atma. Whatever is, everything is here, is nothing but the conscious entity, God. You can call God, Allah, Christ, whatever it may be. So, tasmad etasmad atmanaha akasha sambhutaha akashad vayuhu vayo ragnihi agne rapaha adhyav prithivi. Like that series of that mechanism of creation is explained. Then before creation, Shastra says, Sokamayate bahusyam praja eeti saha akamayate. Akamayate means what? He decided. Decided means what? Deliberation. So deliberate. What was the deliberation mentally? Bahusyam praja eye. Let me become many. Bahusyam praja eye. Satapo tapyate satapas tattva sarvam idagam asrajate. Tapas was there. Tapas means what? There's an imagination projection. Is there any model for this type of creation? Daily you have. So kamayate, who? Dreamer. Bahusyam praja eyeti. He has become dream world. Satapo tapyate. He saw yesterday, before going for sleep, he saw yesterday one film. Satapo tapyate. All the datas are given. Waking state. Satapas taptva. After seeing the film, sarvam idagum asrajate. He has become entire dream world. In dream, you are running and tiger is chasing. From where you brought this tiger, where you brought this suitcase, where you brought the space, where you brought the running speed time, where you brought the road. So our creation is what? Spontaneous creation. Though it is deliberate, it is at a time, not first day you created this, second day you created this, third day you created this, seventh day you become tired. You don't become tired. World after world, within one day, one dream itself, so many things you create at a stretch. At a stretch. Therefore, even after creating, you are not at all affected. Correct? With 80 kilo weight, you go to sleep. Because you have spent lot of energy in dream, running, this, that, your weight is reduced when you get up. You go to sleep in your house in Bangalore, and in dream you dreamt that you are in London. Will you get up in London? Without any inch movement for any inch, you have traveled to London and came back also. Without few seconds. Possible? That's what Shastra says. If it is possible for the small mind, karana gunaha karye anuvartante, that's the rule. Bhagavan just lying down, that's what Shesha Sai understood. Ranganatha Perumal, Ranganatha, Bhagavan Ranganatha, what? He is not tired of creating this world. Just it's a casual affair for him. He has a wish. So kamayate. Let Brahma become me. Brahma is there. Like us. When you just analyze the dream creation, even though there is no analyzer is there, analyzing possibility is very less, because analyzing mind itself is projecting what to do. Analyzing mind is now in projection mode. So there must be someone to analyze that during projection. Correct? So nobody is there. Nobody is there. You have to analyze your own projection, but you are not there because you are inside also. You are inside the dream, running the suitcase. In waking state, you put all the data. You cannot dream which you don't know. Again, dream. A human being with horns, okay, and flying wings, suppose. You call it random. You have seen horns in the cow head. And you have seen the human body, and you have seen the wings in the bird. Mind puts put together and projects. Data is given in Jagratavas, that is called deliberation. And here also Bhagavan, when he creates, it is not his whims and fancies. According to the karma phala of the previous generation, previous creation, so whoever done this one tapas for Brahmaji's post, is brought to Brahmaji. Understood? So it's a systematic, orderly creation, but still this creation doesn't affect the creator. It doesn't change the nature of the creator, because creation doesn't have equal status with the creator. Understood? The status of the creation is lesser than. Status means what we say? The reality of the creation is not equal to the creator. Like our dream world is not equal to the, is not real. Why? We don't accept a dream money as a bank account. Why? Because the in reality is low, it has lower reality. Therefore only says tat srishtva tadeva anupravishat. Tat srishtva that devaha anupravishat. He entered. After creating your dream world, who entered? You entered. You are the one of the role there. Same thing he says, tat srishtva the deva anupravishat. Having created all the five elements and this one, who has become the conscious entity? The devaha anupravishat. Anupravesha shruti it is. Very beautiful context in Taittiriya Upanishad and other places. Very beautiful it is. Bhagavan alone has entered. Now this bhogya prapancha, which is in the form of inert matter, is nothing but Bhagavan. And the bhogi, the person one who is going to enjoy also is Bhagavan only. So, Vedanta, after negating all other possibilities, it reveals that he is the material cause, he is the intelligent cause, he is the participant also. Understood? He is the participant also. Is there any model, if you ask? Dream is there in our model. What is the distance between the dream world and the dreamer? Nil. Similarly, there is no different distance between the creator and the creation. This revelation is a matter of understanding. It's not a matter of belief. We don't want you to believe. We try to understand. Lot of logics are involved. That's why Vedanta can say Brahmavida apnoti param. Brahmavida param apnoti. You know Brahman, you become Brahman. How it can be? How can you become something which you know? If you know chemical, will you become chemical? If you know physical laws, will you become physics? You know medicines, will you become medicine? But here the rule says Brahmavid paramapnoti, Brahmavid brahmaiva bhavati. How can I become which I know? There is only one possibility. That entity which I am trying to know or knowing is myself already before knowing itself. Understood? Brahman alone can become Brahman by knowing. Correct? Human being alone can become human by knowing that he is already human. That's why nowadays our children are having one banyan. Become human. Banyan they are having. I wondered first time when I saw, become human. Hey, you are already human. No, Swamiji, we have to become human. That means what? There are certain maturity to be human. Similarly, after knowing that reality, you become reality means what? You are that reality already. So, all the three questions are answered, you see. What is the nature of this creation? It is nothing but a projection. It is not a real creation, it is projection. Like our dream projection. Projection of whom? Of a conscious entity. Why he has projected? So kamayate bahusyam praja yeyeti. He wanted to have play. Oh, for his play, should I suffer? No, you are not suffering. The devanu pravishate. The very God has become you. Correct? There is no second entity. So you cannot say, I am suffering. When you say, I am suffering, out of ignorance, you are suffering. You are suffering. Know that you are God. God cannot say, I am suffering. God can say, I am suffering. If God says, I am suffering, means what? It is ignorance. Understood? The deva anupravishatu. Somebody ask, why you dreamt? What is the answer? Why you created the universe, dream world? Just like that. Who suffered in that dream world? Will you say, I suffered? You won't say. It is nice. I was chased by a tiger, but very terrible. But after getting up, it is nice. That's why Vedanta says, get up. Get up from the idea that it is reality. As long as that projected item, universe is a reality for you, suffering is inevitable. Once you understand that you are the creator, you are the projecting entity, and that too, AC room la padthukunu paavam dream. He is lying down in AC room, he is dreaming that he is in desert, asking for water. Understood? So, Shastra says, Brahmavid apnoti param. This possibility is possible only when, if that knowing entity is already that entity which he wants to know. The knower must be that entity which he wants to know already. So, can you ask how to realize God now? Can you ask? If you understand this, can you ask how to attain God? How to become God? How to reach God? Can you ask? It is like asking, what asks, how to become clay? What is the sadhana to become clay? Please tell. Can you ask? This is the only sadhana. Understanding is the understanding. The reality is the only sadhana. What is the reality? Idagam sarvam Ishwaraha. So you can never avoid his presence. Once this is understood, you can never avoid his presence. He is an infallible presence. There is no question of somebody watching you and at the same time loving you. They say, God loves you. Be careful. Fun, na? It is like telling, I love you, get lost. Correct? I love you, get lost. God loves you, but watching. And he is recording also. Waiting to give judgment. Without giving any chance also, second time. And that judgment will be a permanent judgment. Either this side or that side. Common sense wala can never accept all these things. Vedanta, you come and see what it says. It is you. Idagam sarvam Ishwaraha. Yadayam atma. Beautifully in Bhargadharani Upanishad, it's a poetic. I love to chant that. Idam brahma idam kshatram ime loka imani bhutani idakam sarvam yadayam atma. Anything you mention in the creation, it is nothing but atma. Atma means what? Apnoti sarvam. Apnoti sarvam? What pervades everything? What pervades everything? Ishwaraha or consciousness. How can you say consciousness pervades everything? How you know that something is existing? How you know? By thought. Thought is nothing but consciousness. When you say this is, when you say is, what it is? Who says that this is? Mountain doesn't say I am. Mountain doesn't say. Space doesn't say I am existing. Vangappa, ellar pooja pannungappa. Please come and worship me. Space doesn't say. Understood? A conscious entity alone knows itself as conscious entity and knows other things as either conscious or inert. Understood? So everything is known in the form of a thought, and thought is revealed by what? Thought is revealed by what? Consciousness. So idagam sarvam yadayam atma Ishwaraha. What is the ramification of understanding this equation? We will see in the next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadaklesha Nashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokar Navashochanam Runa Yaduttama Shloka Yashonu Giyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda, Govinda.